For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. For residents of Panama City Beach, Florida, that was hit hard by Hurricane Michael this week.
You gotta bite your tongue and your lip and everything and just carry on.
But it's a week that thousands would like to forget after causing millions of dollars in damage across several states in the eastern U.S. Utility crews from across the country will work through the weekend to restore power to hundreds of thousands across the southeast in Michael's aftermath. Allison Kaufman is with Dominion Energy in Virginia.
Didn't discriminate. It impacted a lot of our service territory in Virginia, and our central and eastern Virginia service territories the most.
Tropical Storm Michael caused massive tree damage in North Carolina and Virginia, and it could be the middle of next week before all of the utility lines are repaired. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
There's a brand new museum specifically for police officers. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
With a Saturday opening to the public, the National Law Enforcement Museum is directly across from the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial in Washington. The opening ceremony was held on Thursday at the museum, which took 20 years to build, and it cost over $100 million. It features interactive displays, hundreds of historical artifacts, and a large theater showing a film on the history of U.S. law enforcement. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump held a Make America Great Again rally in Lebanon, Ohio. He praised his Oval Office meeting with rapper Kanye West and Football Hall of Famer Jim Brown.
Kanye West, what he did was pretty amazing yesterday. Pretty amazing. And you know who else was with him? A guy you know well, Big Jim Brown.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
More and more children aren't being vaccinated. USA Radio's Tim Berg has details.
The percentage of young kids in the United States who receive no vaccine doses has continued to rise. That's according to the CDC. The new stats show that 1.3% of children born in 2015 by the age of 2 received no vaccinations. In 2001, that number was only 0.3%. Dr. David Akis joined CBS This Morning and talked about the main reasons why children are not being vaccinated by their parents.
Well, there are two buckets these children fall into. One is parents who say, I don't want my kids vaccinated for personal beliefs, for religious, philosophical reasons. And the other growing one is access to care. Even though our government provides vaccines free for every child in the country, people may live too far away, it may be too hard, they may not be educated well enough, but that's a fixable problem.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hurricane Michael caused major damage to an Air Force base in Florida. John Clemens reports.
Tyndall Air Force Base, stretching 15 square miles, was the home to 3,600 people. It is the nation's largest training base for F-22 fighter pilots. According to Air Force Colonel Brian Laidlaw, commander of the 325th Fighter Wing, it'll be some time before the full extent of the damage can be determined.
Like the rest of our base, our flight line took catastrophic damage across the base. At this point, we are still in the process of conducting our engineering assessments and trying to deem it safe.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.